It's an unusually warm afternoon in May, and people are gathered in Brisbane Square waving wads of fake dollar bills and auctioning off effigies of prominent Australian politicians. This stunt, which around 80 people have gathered to watch, is just the latest in an ongoing campaign by 350.org to keep politicians' pockets free from donations by the fossil fuel industry. Alex Lux, a spokeswoman for the environmental advocacy group, says the campaign is largely focused around the idea of divestment, that if you take money out of the fossil fuel industry, you will see greater investment into green energies instead.
The Pollution Free Politics campaign, you know, has been looking at the influence of money on our politicians. So we're asking politicians to commit to ending the acceptance of donations from the fossil fuel industry. Currently, both major parties accept millions of dollars from big mining, and in return, they give $7.7 billion in subsidies annually. Our politicians, if they're serious about climate change, they have to stop taking money from and giving money to big polluters, and that's what the Pollution Free Politics campaign is all about.
One area of particular interest in Brisbane is the coalition-held electorate of Ryan, which encompasses the University of Queensland and a large number of young voters. Just last month, the university saw a week-long divestment protest movement urging students, teachers and the university itself to keep their fingers clean of fossil fuel-related investments.
The university's campaign, that was called Flood the Campus, and it was, as it sounds, flooding the campus with actions by students calling on their universities to divest from fossil fuels. So in that case, it's sort of saying, look, if the government isn't going to do the right thing, we need our institutions to take the lead, or need to get out there and say that it's unacceptable for that money to be used to support the fossil fuel industry, and that given that we're currently at a crisis point with the climate, they need to be setting an example and putting their money where their mouth is.
One politician who says he's willing to do just that is Stephen Hedges, Labor's candidate for the seat of Ryan.
I would make that pledge. We have been campaigning on climate change issues, and it's something that we think is very important. Obviously, I think climate change is a big issue for young people, and it should be, because it's going to have a big impact on their life. I think it's going to have a big impact on my life, but I think it's also going to have a big impact, obviously, on the lives of younger people.
Of course, it's easy to say one thing and then do another, which is believed to be the primary reason for youth disengagement in Australian politics. The Australian Electoral Commission estimated early this month that almost 400,000 voters under the age of 25 were missing from the electoral roll. But Alex says she doesn't believe young people to be disengaged, just disappointed.
I think the problem isn't that young people don't care. I think their disengagement actually comes from being disillusioned with our politicians. So rather than going the traditional route of maybe supporting a particular party and getting involved in that way, young people choosing to, for example, get involved with the climate movement and build power in that way and then influence politics in that way.
Even so, the mere presence of the climate debate in the federal election is a win.
Climate groups around the country are currently mobilising and collaborating to make sure that climate change is on the agenda. Over the past year, it has dramatically risen as a priority. So hopefully we'll see over the next couple of weeks politicians addressing climate change and putting some reasonable policies on the table that can actually begin to tackle the scale of the problem.
This is Melanie Keat, reporting for 4ZZZ Community Radio, Brisbane.